I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Objectives are to ensure that Iran never has a nuclear weapon, to keep the strait open, and to degrade the Iranian military. Can those objectives be completed in an air campaign alone, or does this require a ground component?
Well, I think they're completed now, honestly. If we left right now, it would take them 20 years to rebuild what they have. The only way you can negotiate with these people is through strength, and the only strength is military strength, and that's what we've done. And I mean, literally, 2 days ago, we had a deal, and then they broke it at the last moment. They broke it.
Will these strikes continue?
They'll continue until I say it's enough.
Yes.
I mean, they'll continue. They've been, the word the military likes to use is degrade. They've been degraded to a very low level. And they have fight. You know, it's like a great boxer. You think you have him beat, and then all of a sudden he comes back and he gives you a shot. They have some fight left, but they don't have much. And their weapon degrading has been incredible at a level. Nobody thought it was possible to do it this quickly.
That is President Trump speaking about what we've done so far with Iran. And we can do a lot more. I'm looking at one live update as reported by the New York Times. It'll change. But right now stating U.S. and Iran escalating attacks while hinting at diplomacy. Yeah, they keep murmuring about diplomacy. And they murmur about, we'll sign an agreement. And they murmur about, we'll make a deal with you. They lie. They lie. A snake sheds its skin. It is still a snake. I want to take a moment to remind you that tonight President Trump has a primetime speech. It will start immediately after our second hour. Thank you, President Trump, for delaying it until after we finish hour number two of Larry Connors USA. What will he be talking about? Obviously, Iran, probably Senator Graham remarks as well, and focusing also on the SAVE Act, a crucial act to protect the integrity of our election, putting pressure on especially Republicans who are getting weak-kneed here. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA, July 16, 2026. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You leave each hour with more information than you have as you begin that hour. And, of course, you can always get us from anywhere, by downloading the app on your phone, the News Talk STL app, absolutely free. I showed a guy the other day how to do it. He said, well, it's that simple. Yeah, you simply go to your app store, look up News Talk STL, download the app. It's boom, it's on your phone for free, and you can listen to the station anywhere. By FCC regs, our two great FM radio signals are limited in reach. And, of course, static atmospheric conditions cause issues from time to time. You get that app and you'll be absolutely clear. In fact, I use it in my car, playing it back through the Bluetooth. So make sure you get it. And reminding you, when we're on the air, like right now, we are videoing through Rumble for you. Stream live video through Rumble. News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. Everything goes up later as a podcast. At News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. No reason to miss any part of any program. In our next hour, Chris Arps, co-host of the Tim Jones and Chris Arps program that precedes ours. I've asked Chris to join us. He had a relationship with Senator Lindsey Graham, and I want him to talk a little bit about that, and I'm sure the subjects will expand. That'll be in our next hour. Later this hour, Fred Flights, an expert on Iran. Fred will be joining us coming up shortly. And later this hour, the story behind the story. It was on this date, John F. Kennedy Jr. died in a plane crash. The blame? Pilot error. We'll explain coming up. Back to the questioning for President Trump and the reference about What are you going to do about Karg Island?
Do you still intend to take Karg Island?
So I can't say that to you because if I did, it would be foolish, right? But it would be nice to make a little headlines, but it would be foolish. But I'll tell you about Karg Island. So we've already...
Are you ruling out a ground campaign in a limited capacity?
I don't want to say that either, but I would say no if I thought it was appropriate. I'd say sometimes you need a ground campaign, but we have other people that will do the ground campaign for us. But we already hit Karg Island, as you know, twice. Even three times. I said, hit everything but the oil. Just leave that little area from 25 yards out. Leave that little area. Don't touch the oil, because I don't want that in terms of the world economy. It's a chunk of the world economy. So we haven't hit that. At some point we could, but I think it's unlikely. As far as taking it is concerned, if we degrade them far enough and deep enough back, I would do that.
So that is still on the table. And, of course, the president does not want to, nor should he, say what our plan and our next move is. And, of course, he says, I don't want to do ground troops. But if there are ground troops that are going to be needed for Karg Island, they will not be ours. We've already got the Gulf nations that have been attacked by Iran, their neighbors. They're PO'd at Iran themselves. In the meantime, we have intensified our strikes, striking into Iran again today, hitting targets farther north. And we also fired into a ship accused of trying to break the naval blockade going into the Islamic Republic. Iran retaliated missile drone firing again at Bahrain, Jordan, and Kuwait just before dawn. So yeah, Jordan, Bahrain, Kuwait, all of them are ready to, we'll go back into Iran if we have to. The U.S. and Israel launched a war on Iran on Feb 28. Iran effectively closed the strait to shipping traffic. That sent the price of oil, fertilizer, and other goods soaring beyond the region worldwide and giving Iran, it thought, major leverage. No, it doesn't, because we've opened it up again. Stephen Miller, Deputy Chief, White House.
There are elements in the country, in the government, that are desperate to make a deal with the United States. And we entered into an agreement that the Iranians violated. They attacked commercial shipping through the strait. And President Trump made clear, you do not cross the United States. You do not violate an agreement with the United States. You do not break your word with President Trump or America. And you attack shipping in violation of that agreement, and you will pay a hellish price. Yep. And that is what has happened. President Trump has finally, after years, 47 years of American presidents of both parties, allowing this country and its leadership to bully, threaten, maim, murder, kill, spill rivers of innocent blood, and then ultimately threaten the world with the development of a nuclear weapon. This president alone had the courage and the strength to decapitate their ability to wage global jihad.
And Obama was basically giving them a green light. As long as they didn't produce a nuclear weapon during the closing months of his term. That was where they came up with the peace agreement that he got other nations to sign on with. It was not a treaty. He never submitted it to our U.S. Senate to be formalized as a treaty. It was just an agreement, and he said it would make the world safer. Well, you know damn well it didn't. And Iran was probably laughing like crazy in the regime. Boy, did we sucker punch Obama. Our next move, the U.S. and all Western civilization. Iran's parliament speaker, lead negotiator, now says Iran is prepared for more military confrontation with the U.S. if the U.S. doesn't live up to the terms we want, stating the export of oil and gas from this region will either be for everyone or for no one. Trump will agree with that, but the problem is they want to control the strait. They want to impose tariffs and fines, or they won't let a ship go through. And that's from other countries. So we have shut down their ports and their coastal access. We're blocking ships going into and from Iran. That's what we're doing. And the president had stated recently that maybe we will impose our own tariff and fee on these ships going through, mainly for protecting them. But he's since decided, you know what, we can develop arrangements with these other nations that will pay off dividends for us in other ways. We do not have to strike with price hikes of them moving through the strait because it is international water. And of course, at the bottom of this, at the bottom of the Iranian regime or the Iranian people, Al Jazeera wants you to know they are suffering.
The U.S. and Iran have again traded tit-for-tat strikes, and it's civilians who are increasingly bearing the brunt of the attacks. Missiles and bombs are being fired in the early hours of the morning. That means warning alarms are disrupting people's sleep right across the region. They also create uncertainty for school and work. Final exams for students in six regions in Iran have been postponed, and the American attacks are starting to cause a growing number of civilian casualties. Well, for the very latest, we're going to bring in Rasul Sirdar, who's live for us in Tehran. And Rasul, if we can start with the rising death toll and injuries there.
Well, indeed. So now, according to the Ministry of Health here in Iran, throughout the last week's attacks that conducted by the United States, at least 35 civilians were killed and seven soldiers, and over 300 people so far are injured. And these numbers are being updated, so in the coming hours and days, they could go higher.
Yep, they will probably go higher. And those are low numbers, considering what we've been doing, because we're not trying to target the civilians. They will want you to believe that we are. And again, that's from Al Jazeera. And I found it interesting that they wanted to push it. Sleep is being disrupted. School finals are being disrupted. Now, you would think they're talking about COVID again, wouldn't you? But the Iranian people are suffering, and we know that. And we're now beginning to hit some infrastructure. We hit the only facility they have in Iran that was supposedly going to be providing additional power for the people. So that's going to cut some of that down. We have not hit the desalinization plants where they can get water. But we're making it very clear that we will do what is necessary if you want to continue. The people don't. The regime does. And they're going to continue to blame all of it on the firing of rockets, missiles, and drones on the U.S. while they're doing that to their Arab neighbors. Meanwhile, stateside, jihadist invasion in our country on several levels. Listen to this ex-CIA officer.
So the way I look at it, and we're talking about Islamists, there's two pieces of it, right? There's the Islamists with the gun, and then the political Islamists, and they're both a threat. So the Islamists with a gun, a bunch of them came over the border in the last 4 years. So according to the National Counterterrorism Center, 18,000 known Islamist terrorists are here illegally. So that's just the ones illegally. Why are you coming to the United States if you're a member of ISIS? You're not coming here to raise a family. You're coming here to harm the United States. On the other side, when we talk about the Muslim Brotherhood, they are working in local communities, not just in Europe, but in here, working at like the Chamber of Commerce level, working in business associations.
Yeah. And they're coming here, and we know they're here. There is nothing good to come of this. Nothing. I want you to listen to what is happening in Chicago, because when you hear this, you're going to say, what? And even, quote, people of color should be very upset with what's happening inside Chicago.
You want to talk about the death of America? It's right here, just outside of Chicago, Illinois. They just renamed this Little Palestine. Terry, you grew up around here.
Yeah, it is. It's Bridgeview. That's Burbank. This is Harlem Avenue, so they're going to rename Harlem Avenue as Palestine Way.
Are you kidding?
No.
Are you kidding? And talk about slapping the black community in the face.
Yeah, this is the beginning, so we're going to go a little bit down the block here. Wall-to-wall Muslim stores, restaurants. There's nothing wrong with having your culture come to America, just like all of us. But
if you can assimilate.
You beat me to it, yes. They want us to assimilate to their culture instead of the other way around.
Well, not only that, it's if you can assimilate and not want to murder us. You know, there's a lot of religions around the world that may be false religions, but they don't come here to try to destroy this country and murder the people. Islam is not coming to assimilate. It's not coming to compromise. It's coming to take over.
That's simple. It is coming to take over. Now, I want to point something else. Now, I was having this discussion just yesterday with a couple of anti-Trumpers, and they were saying, he lies every day. He lies every day. I say, every day he lies. I said, what did he lie about today? Well, he lies every day. They don't have answers. They just have mantras and slogans and lies that they want to perpetuate. And these two, I consider them friends. We don't socialize a lot, but they bought into it, hook, line, and sinker. In the meantime, look what happened to amnesty in Europe. I had told you, I say amnesty, I mean migration. I've stated repeatedly, watch what is happening in Europe. It is a precursor of what could happen here. Listen to this report out of Spain. Police are now warning more than 1.2 million illegal migrants in Spain, brought in by Spain's socialist government, will collapse their issue of foreign national identity cards. They're trying to identify these folks as a foreign national. They were allowing them to come in for a period of time, quote, being legal or not, but now it's overloading them. No kidding. Once the word got out, they're going to escalate. And take note of this, in Britain, the British government announcing it will revitalize decades-old war plans, nudge the public, you need to stockpile food and water, like they did during World War II. They say this is just in case. And just in case, so they have a national awareness campaign to encourage the public to stockpile food and water. It's not what is happening, but what they fear could happen. Pay attention to what happens in Europe. Coming up, we have our Iranian expert. We've had him on numerous times before, 30-plus years in intel, Fred Flights, dealing with Iran. And the story behind the story today, the plane crash that killed JFK Jr. The fault? His. We'll explain. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. Every summer, homeowners make plans, a new grill, a backyard project, a family vacation. But what about the upgrades you could enjoy every single day? Your windows drafty, difficult to open? Your patio entry door has seen better days. Now's the time to make a change. Renewal by Anderson makes replacing windows and doors simple. Beautifully crafted products, professional installation. And right now, save big. Get $1,000 off your patio or entry door and take $400 off each replacement window. And if you schedule your appointment before July 12, get an additional $250 off your entire purchase. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. It's that time of season when families' businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
All right, a moment ago, we were bringing you up to date on some of the latest actions as Iran is being hit deeper in the northern part of the country by U.S. forces, U.S. military drones, planes, missiles, and of course, Iran is in turn firing on its Arab neighboring states. Joining us to break it all down, Fred Flights, 30 plus years in intel for our country, vice chair of the America First Policy Institute. Fred, welcome aboard, sir.
Hey, Larry, good to be here.
So I'm looking at the fact that we are extending our fire deeper into northern Iran. What's the significance of that?
I suspect that's where Iran's leaders are hiding. I think that we assume they're not in Tehran. I actually think that the U.S. and Israel has always known where they are. And it's really so disappointing because this memorandum of understanding to end the war, it wasn't perfect. We've talked about it right on your show. I thought it was necessary. The U.S. made a lot of compromises, and Iran's leaders just never abided by it and steadily violated it. Frankly, they disrespected our country and Trump, and Trump had enough, and that's why this new military campaign began.
And we all agreed that it was, you couldn't trust them. As I've stated numerous times on the program, there's still a snake. May shed its skin, but it's still a snake.
Well, the gamble was that if we hit them hard enough, there would be a certain number of leaders who would reluctantly make a deal to stop the destruction of their country, and maybe we would get a ceasefire for a time. And I think there are leaders who want that. The problem is there's simply powerful leaders in the Revolutionary Guard who don't want peace and they don't want to give Trump a win.
There's another point there. We're talking about where the leaders might be. We know that often they're in one of their neighboring Arab states living a life of luxury. The same states that now Iran, their Revolutionary Guard, is firing on.
I don't doubt there are some leaders like that, but I think most of them are in Iran. I think they are in underground bunkers far from Tehran. I suspect these areas are in northeastern Iran, near Afghanistan and Turkmenistan. And wherever they are, I think Israel and the U.S. knows the location.
All right, so what was the value in hitting the Bashar plant the other day? What exactly did it serve?
Bashar is a light water reactor. Now, they didn't actually hit the reactor itself because that would release radiation, but in the Bashar facility, area, there are other nuclear facilities, and there are some experts who believe that although light water reactors have a reduced nuclear proliferation threat, there is a way to use them to make nuclear weapons fuel.
And geographically, where is that in Iran?
Well, Bashir is on the coast. It's not too far from Iraq, in the northern Arabian Gulf.
Which opens up where I was going next. President Trump having the prime minister of Iraq in the Oval Office the other day saying, shaking hands, saying, we're going to be good friends together.
I think we have to have a strong relationship with Iraq. We know that Iran has had a presence in Iraq for a long time with backing radical Shiite militias causing instability in the country. They have had too close a relationship for a long time, so it's time for the U.S. to replace that relationship.
And we also have inside those two countries, and it's been this way for generations, tribal warfare in addition to religious warfare between the Shia and the Sunni.
Well, I mean, the Iraqis have a problem with Shia and Sunnis in their country. Iran is a Shiite country, and their leaders are basically at war with the Sunni countries. And that's why their relationship with Saudi Arabia is so poor, and with other Sunni nations in the area. They're not just at war with the rest of the world and with the Christian world. They're at war with a large segment, the largest segment of Islam.
Now, there's the other point. They say they're going after some of our U.S. bases in those countries, but they've expanded beyond our bases.
They say they're going after U.S. bases, but they're also hitting other states in the Arabian Gulf region. I think, in a way, that is a way to put pressure on us, but they're also punishing states that are allies of the United States, going after Kuwait and Bahrain and the UAE and Saudi Arabia. And some of these states really, they did not like the war. They were not with us. They didn't say anything positive. But the fact that Iran had all these missiles and drones pre-positioned to attack all their neighbors, I think it's changed the whole security dynamic of the region. It's going to lead to a large anti-Iran alliance.
That's where I was going with this as well, because their own neighbors are not in support of them at this point, because you keep raining down bombs and drones on us.
Yeah, they wanted to stay out of it. They didn't want us to attack. And I think they're just appalled that Iran attacked nations that clearly were not involved in the war.
So President Trump says we have completed our goals in Iran, but the strikes will continue. How do you define what he's saying?
Well, the U.S. has destroyed Iran's capability of making nuclear weapons. I mean, really completely destroyed the infrastructure. We've killed nuclear scientists. It'll be many, many years, certainly not less than 10 years. I think longer than that before Iran could begin to assemble a nuclear weapon. Even if they dug up their near weapons-grade enriched uranium, they don't have any facilities to do anything with it. I don't think that's the real concern right now. The problem is, even though their military has been destroyed, the government doesn't want to give up. And I think that it may take more attacks on what's remaining of this government to get them to agree to a ceasefire. But for now, these fanatics in the government are simply refusing to give up.
And one other point along the nuclear material, there have been released satellite photos showing activity near where we had bombed the previous sites. Is that, you think, legitimate, or is they just digging rubble?
I'm not surprised with some activity. I think it will be a long-term effort for them to dig that out. Then there's another facility Trump mentioned recently called Pickaxe Mountain.
Right.
It is an underground site we had not attacked previously. There's some experts who think Iran may be engaged in uranium enrichment there, but nobody knows. But whatever's going on there, Trump ordered that it be attacked this week.
Now, reference Karg Island when he said we want to attack, but we don't want to really destroy Karg Island. And then the position being raised in a question to him by Fox on one interview, are you wanting to see ground troops? And, of course, he does not want to commit U.S. ground troops, but says if there are ground troops needed, we think the other nations will do it.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. But you probably know that there are a lot of Trump supporters who want us to deploy ground troops to take Karg Island.
I don't.
I'm not one of them.
I don't
want American troops on one inch of Iranian soil. I'm glad you're with me on this. That spells quagmire for me and an unending war. We can deal with these things from the air. Let's keep American ground troops out.
Amen. And I mean, I have stated that if there are limited actions for our troops in or out on a special mission, you know, as long as a clandestine that we can carry out effectively, that's part of what we have to do or might do. But I don't want boots on the ground there either. And I really don't want U.S. pilots in the air when we can use drones and missiles, to be quite honest.
And I might add that people don't think about this. Iran has chemical weapons.
Yes.
And I'm sure there's chemical weapons on Karg Island.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are.
And you know, that takes us back to the original issue with dealing with Iraq, going in at Saddam Hussein. Weapons of mass destruction are not just nuclear. Chemical weapons are weapons of mass destruction.
And in the 1980s, Saddam Hussein took advantage of the Iranian, Ayatollah taking over to invade Iran. Well, then Iran retaliated by taking part of Iraq. Well, how did Iraq throw Iran out? It used chemical weapons.
Yeah.
It gassed tens of thousands, maybe 100,000 Iranian troops to take back this key part of Iraq that was crucial to their oil infrastructure. Look, that was just in the 1990s. It wasn't that long ago.
Fred, as always, your insight and expertise really add to the picture for us, and I appreciate you taking time.
Good to be here.
All right. Fred Flights, Vice Chair of the America First Policy Institute. Yeah, there's a lot more yet to be done, and it will cost more lives. We do not want more civilian lives, despite what we were telling you or Al Jazeera was reporting earlier about civilian lives being not just disrupted, but some dying. We don't want that. But the regime is basically hiding under baby beds and under hospitals. We know that, just like Hamas did in Gaza. By the way, coming up in our next hour, Bill Maher, in an interview with PBS, says PBS is really part of the far left now. I mean, he calls them out. I'm glad he did. And in the meantime, FCC is reevaluating licenses for ABC Disney programs. The View, stating The View is not a bona fide news program, which I would certainly agree. And they're reviewing licensing on each of those and more. And I'm glad. They need to be held accountable. Coming up, the story behind the story. On this date, JFK Jr. with his wife and sister-in-law crashed into the ocean.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Every summer, homeowners make plans, a new grill, a backyard project, a family vacation. But what about the upgrades you could enjoy every single day? Your windows drafty, difficult to open? Your patio, entry door has seen better days. Now's the time to make a change. Renewal by Anderson makes replacing windows and doors simple. Beautifully crafted products, professional installation. And right now, say big. Get $1,000 off your patio or entry door and take $400 off each replacement window. And if you schedule your appointment before July 12, get an additional $250 off your entire purchase. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
This is a News 12 Long Island special report.
Still being considered a search and rescue mission, the Coast Guard remains optimistic. Good afternoon, I'm Diane McInerney. John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife Carolyn Bessette, and her sister Lauren remain missing. Now reports are coming in that the Coast Guard has found a gasoline slick off the coast of Martha's Vineyard. That's where the plane is believed to have gone down. A 100-foot slick was spotted about 5 miles from Aquinnah. The Coast Guard is investigating if it has anything to do with Kennedy's plane. And the Coast Guard has issued statements that they will remain optimistic throughout their search. Colonel Anthony Cristiano, the 106th Rescue Wing of the Air National Guard on Long Island, says there is a possibility survivors.
Well, air rescue, especially the rescue business here with Coast Guard, including us or anybody, are always very, very optimistic about survivors. And worse conditions have happened and people have survived. We don't know what happened to the crash. It could have come in a shallow angle and they could have gotten out of the aircraft and they could be somewhere out there or they could be on an island somewhere. We don't know. We're always optimistic.
As they should be. Rescuers are always optimistic that they're in a rescue operation, not a body recovery operation. About 2:15 in the morning on July 17, tomorrow, based off of today's date, the Kennedy family reported the Coast Guard Air Station at Cape Cod their plane had not arrived. They were scheduled to arrive at Hyannis Port, after dropping off the sister-in-law at Martha's Vineyard and then continue to Barnstable Municipal Airport, where there was to be a wedding of JFK Jr.'s cousin the next day at the Kennedy compound. So at 2:15 in the morning, the Kennedy family notified the Coast Guard they still had not arrived. At 4 a.m., the Coast Guard began a search and rescue operation. Kennedy's cousin told the press that if Kennedy were still alive, he will find a way to get out. He possesses the will to survive, enough will for all three of them. So there is still that hope. By daylight the next day, this was the report from News 12 Long Island.
We are just a small distance away from the Kennedy compound. What you see behind me is Lewis Bay that leads out to Nantucket Sound. A steady stream of onlookers here all through the night and earlier today. All people gathered here just for any type of word that would come from the Kennedy family. As each moment passes by, each person here, almost to a person, hopes that somehow they will find Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, her sister Lauren, and John F. Kennedy Jr. alive. This is the scene today outside the Kennedy compound. Media members from across the country and the world gathered to hear any word from family members. But the words are few and far between as the Kennedy clan stays mostly inside. Outside, television cables line the ground, and a white tent put up for the canceled wedding of Rory Kennedy is still visible. There is a steady stream of onlookers here as well. Traffic that moved in last night when the news of Kennedy's disappearance was still very fresh.
It's awful. It's awful. I feel sorry for the family.
Terry Van Arsdale is on vacation here from New Jersey.
I'm like in total shock and just a scary thing. It's sad.
Flying in a plane last night, you got a better sense of what JFK Jr. must have been up against on his flight. As I speak to you now, it's around 8:40 in the evening on Saturday night. We are traveling in a plane from Long Island to Hyannisport, Massachusetts, along the same route that JFK Jr. must have flown almost 24 hours ago. If you look outside, you'll see some conditions that make flying a little bit difficult. They are hazy conditions. It's difficult, even at this hour, to see the horizon. These are the same kind of conditions that were present 24 hours ago. The same kind of conditions that JFK Jr. was flying in.
And I've been in those conditions as well, even before I was fully certified as an instrument pilot. It can be disorienting. You can't see the horizon. And as a multi-engine pilot, I would not fly, even with an instrument rating, I would not fly at night over water in the dark. Oh, I mean, why would you do that? You can wait for another time. That's part of a pilot decision to go or to not go. They were 2 hours late lifting off because Kennedy's wife arrived that late, extra shopping or something, and then traffic. So if she'd been on time or close to it, maybe none of this would have happened. But as the night went on, even though Kennedy had checked the weather before his flight, it began to decrease, and especially around islands, and you have the fog setting in. But, of course, the view that night was still trying to remain optimistic. The next day, President Bill Clinton did order the Navy, U.S. Navy warships, to help in the search. Critics were arguing the search was a use abuse of taxpayer dollars. Any similar citizen, ordinary citizen, would not get such treatment. Clinton's response was that Kennedys had, quote, suffered much and given more, and he called for them to feel the strength of God, the love of their friends, and prayers of their fellow citizens. Part of the issue at play again was the Kennedy curse does exist. JFK Jr.'s father, of course, assassinated. And then his uncle, Robert Kennedy, assassinated. Yeah, there was star power all around the Kennedy family.
John F. Kennedy Jr. is one of two children born to President John F. Kennedy and Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy, joining the Kennedy family dynasty. Handsome and wealthy, JFK Jr. epitomizes an American prince, and the media and public follow his every move.
Politics isn't dry. It isn't dull. So why should a magazine that covers it be?
Some anticipate his involvement in politics, but most just wonder where the wayward prince will end up. He's a charity advocate and a frustrated actor who spends his life trying to make something of himself outside the shadow of his father.
JFK Jr. had a passion for acting, but his mother discouraged it.
The Kennedy family is like America's political royalty. They are glamorous. They are entertaining, they're tragic, they're flawed, and they have been dedicated to public service.
So from the moment JFK was born, he spent his whole life in the White House, and he earned the name John John, which was actually given to him by a journalist, not by his own family. The rumor has it that the president was overheard saying John John in quick succession, and that's how the name was born.
Then on the 22nd of November, 1963, his father, President John F. Kennedy, is assassinated. 3 days later, on Kennedy Jr.'s third birthday, a state funeral is held. As the casket is carried out of St. Matthew's Cathedral, young Kennedy gives his father a farewell salute.
I will never forget that image of that little boy saluting the casket of his father moving past, probably not fully realizing. And his mother had leaned down to him briefly, and she might have told him, salute your father. I don't know what was said, but I will never forget that image. If you saw it, either live then or since, it's ingrained upon you. The NTSB original and even the conclusive report on what happened.
One thing that we do recall is when we pulled up the main fuselage where it had the actual propeller still there, the one NTSB representative that was on board ship with us seeing every single piece and part of it clearly looked right at the propeller, and he immediately almost knew, yeah, that plane was at full throttle when it was hitting the water, just by the way, the shape of the bent, and yeah. This is their profession. They just know these looks to them, and that was his words alone. He goes, yep, he was at full throttle when he hit.
Full throttle, like flying into concrete at 120 miles an hour. The plane had less than 700 hours on it. And the propeller was showing full throttle action. Exactly how did it happen? The cause is a common and deadly issue. As I said, I've been in that situation. I'll explain that in a moment. So yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
By 10 o'clock.
Martha's Vineyard Tower.
Airport security here.
The air traffic controller at Martha's Vineyard Airport has had no contact with Kennedy's plane.
Any word on that flight?
Negative. I haven't been notified of that arrival.
Around Martha's Vineyard, weather can change quickly, and overdue flights are not uncommon. But as the hours pass with no sign of the Piper Saratoga, a chilling reality sets in. John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife and sister-in-law have vanished without a trace. The Coast Guard launches a search for John F. Kennedy Jr.'s Piper Saratoga. At first light, the U.S. military and local law enforcement agencies join the search effort.
The scale of the effort to search for the aircraft, it was massive. This was JFK Jr., and it captured the eyes of the country and the world.
News that one of America's favorite sons is missing stuns the nation.
And even though the weather reports had indicated the weather would be good, it is not good. It deteriorates around islands with nightfall often and the temperature change. And Kennedy had taken a written exam to start instrument education and even had a pilot work with him. And in fact, that pilot later said he talked to Kennedy the night of the accident, said, I'll fly with you. But he said, no, I want to do it on my own. But he was lacking instrument training.
He hadn't finished his training for instrument-only flights.
Investigators also discover that Kennedy was still working towards his instrument rating, a crucial qualification for flying at night or in bad weather. using only the flight instruments as a guide.
Instrument flight is one of the hardest ratings to get when you're moving up through your licenses and ratings. And it involves flying without looking outside the aircraft so that when you're in clouds, you can maintain control of the aircraft.
So he wasn't ready to fly if he couldn't see.
As he heads up the coast towards Long Island, night falls and visibility decreases.
Visibility was bad and is getting worse. He starts his descent.
But Kennedy isn't properly trained to fly solo in these dangerous conditions.
As he headed out over the water and all those lights were behind him, all that visual reference was gone.
While all of that's going on, it's quite easy for the airplane to slip into a little bit of a bank one direction or another.
Investigators now believe that the disorientating effects of the dark, hazy night begin to affect Kennedy's sense of space.
If you're in a turn for an extended period of time, your inner ear can feel a reverse of the turn, and you can become spatially disoriented very easily.
What the?
Spatially disoriented. That's what happens. You don't know what's up, what's right, what's left. You really don't. I've been in that situation. I flew a plane out to land at Spirit one night. And by then, fog from the river had begun to cover. I was in clear visibility above the airport. But as I began to descend, I'm in a thick haze. And thank goodness I had enough instrument training at that time to finally correct myself and stay online. But your butt and your head will tell you different things. And that's what it came down to with the NTSB final report.
Lost in the skies, Kennedy fights to keep his plane airborne. But he can't. Investigators conclude that Kennedy's tragic crash was caused by his inexperience flying in confusing conditions.
That is one sorry flight path. Textbook disorientation.
I don't think the public wanted to accept sort of pilot error as the cause. Losing him was one thing, but losing him essentially to his own mistake made it much worse.
Research shows that spatial disorientation is a factor in 15% of all accidents. And as one of the most significant hazards to air safety, even the most experienced pilots are susceptible to this deadly confusion.
And that's with the best training and training continuously. He was breaking his up into numerous days and months to complete it. It was July 20, 4 days later, that the salvage site was found. Parts of the plane all over 120 feet below the surface, about 7 miles west of Martha's Vineyard. All the bodies found nearby, Kennedy still strapped into his seat. They had all died on impact. Pilot error. Should not have made the decision to go that night or take another pilot with him. Tomorrow's story behind the story, July 17, marking the crash of TWA Flight 800. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Under Law. .com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.